Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kenneth Gainwell was named the Steelers MVP for 2025. He is a deserving winner. There are good things to say about that choice. There are bad things to say about it. The good thing is tremendous that you found a guy for really the veteran minimum off the scrap heap, and he has outshined that contract like fivefold, maybe even tenfold this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous job by Andy Weidel and Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to find a guy like that. But also, I think, not a great look for your team when you have to dig down and reach down to find an MVP, and almost by, like, default, he wins it. You know, like
the fact that it's not one of the people who probably should have won it tells you that the team did not have a...
Watt wasn't chasing records.
Typical season. Hayward was really good, but the counting stats do not bear that out. He did not have an explosive sack
season. Rodgers tailed off.
Rodgers has been very hit or miss.
You never throw the ball to Freiermuth, all those things. I mean,
Jalen Warren's had a nice year, but it hasn't been like... it's. You know what Gainwell is? He's a deserving winner, but he's also a little bit of a narrative team MVP where it's like, wow, this underdog story here of this guy who was making like not even $1.5 million has been so good for them. You don't want that usually to be your team MVP.
All right, it is time for maybe the last edition of Fair Game with Faribault this Steelers season with Steelers insider Nick Faribault, who in 15 minutes will be chatting with TJ Watt, who's making himself available for reporters. And I guess I should then start there, Nick. The way this works, we'll give you a statement. You tell us if it's fair or not fair. TJ Watt talking to reporters, is that a sign that he is definitely playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I think he's going to be out there, guys. Every sign I have heard since the beginning of this, you know, 3 weeks, we're at 3.5 now, has been he will be back this week. I think what he has done at practice this week has bared that out. And I think now that he is going to speak to reporters and answer questions, whether that's about his availability, what actually happened in the situation, he is going to play on Sunday. Now, I don't think you're going to see the full kind of cachet that he usually plays in 80-90% of the snaps. I don't think is going to happen. But I do think we're going to see enough of TJ Watt on Sunday against the Ravens to where it'll feel palpable. Like half the snaps up near there, I think, is fair enough to expect from him.
Is it fair to say that the Steelers are a lot better prepared for that Ravens running attack than they were in last year's playoff game, which was so bad that it prompted them to draft Derek Harmon and then draft Y.A. Black and then draft Jack Sawyer and do all that stuff? Are they considerably better equipped to slow down what Baltimore wants to do, Nick? Fair game or not?
I think that's fair game. Listen, I mean, you've seen the splits with and without Harmon, and it's been significant. Y.A. Black's gotten better as the year's gone on. Jack Sawyer over the last 2 weeks with his big audition has played really well, especially in run defense. I think they're built for it. And even just past the second level too. You know, it's not just Derek Harmon. It's not just Y.A. Black. It's also, I just think Kyle Duggar's really good in that run defending role. I think it's, you know, they have good tackling corners now, especially Pierre's back. I just think they have a lot of pieces to where they are equipped to not get dominated on the ground by the Ravens, get bullied up front. And it adds to that, you know, the Ravens aren't exactly elite on the offensive line. They have a few good players there, Linderbaum, Stanley, and Rosengarten, but the guards have been problems for them this year. So I do think the Steelers are equipped to slow them down.
Nick, is it fair game to wonder if Mike Tomlin will be Steelers coach in 2026 if Pittsburgh loses Sunday night?
Listen, I mean, I think that's a bit of a complicated question because there's two things here. One, I don't see the Steelers themselves going to Mike and saying, hey, we're moving on. So it's really going to be in Mike's court. I truly believe that. Something is going to happen. It's going to be because Mike Tomlin wants it to happen, not because the Steelers do. So I think we see Mike Tomlin back next year. That is my expectation right now. I'm not expecting him to go. Are there now more hardcore conversations about changing direction, about evolving? I think that would be something that they'll talk to Mike about as an organization and how to kind of crack this. But I do think that he will be back as long as he wants to be back next year. That is my expectation.
Nick, I want to look backwards so that maybe we can help get an idea of how it might look going forward in this week's game. Is it fair game to say that the Steelers' passing game problems against Cleveland were more Aaron Rodgers or more Aaron Rodgers than Arthur Smith, or no?
Oh, they were definitely more Aaron Rodgers. There's no question about it. If you watch the film, the decisions he made, some of the throws he made, it was almost untenable to a degree. Now, could you defend some of them and say, I understood why he did, like on the fourth and goal to end the game? I understood based off the look why he went there and didn't go to a chip and release on Kenny Gainwell. It was single high, and Gainwell is a chip and release, and usually the linebacker doesn't gain as much depth as the Cleveland linebacker did, so he shouldn't have been that wide open. Mm-hmm. So I understand why he went there. But the fourth and one throw to Scotty Miller, what are you doing? The two plays before that, did you need three straight plays to MBS? I think that's a real question. The lack of Pat Freiermuth, there is so much that you can actually end up looking at that game. And, yeah, I blame Rodgers for most of those decisions. I mean, you look at the fourth and one, Arthur Smith drew up a perfect play call where Freiermuth essentially picks the linebacker and Thielen's open on the drag route. So there are multiple times in the game where I thought there were guys open and Rodgers decided just to take the big play rather than taking the safe play.
Is it fair game to wonder if Aaron Rodgers' future with the Steelers hinges on what happens in this game Sunday night?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I don't think it totally hinges on this game. I do think he has an idea of what he wants to do. Now, he's not letting that known very much publicly, nor people behind the scenes. I don't even think the Steelers really truly know what he's doing in his headspace right now. I don't even think they've really breached those conversations just yet. But you look at Aaron, and I think he's having fun. I think he's having fun in this organization. I think he likes the environment. I think he likes playing for Mike Tomlin. So I don't think, just to say, if they lose on Sunday, that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to retire now. I don't think it totally hinges upon this. I think the totality of it, Aaron's going to sit back, see where his body is, see how he feels, and then in a month or so decide on what he wants to do.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Malik Willis in free agency would be a better quarterback option for the Steelers than bringing Aaron Rodgers back again?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because I think it really depends on the mode the Steelers want to be in. And I think, you know, if they're in the mode of, hey, get a young quarterback and, you know, try and find the future franchise guy, you can make arguments for both sides of that. Willis has showcased a lot of potential in his limited time. But on top of that, you could also say, hey, bring Aaron in, draft a guy, and have him sit behind him. Like, for example, I don't know. I know no one's going to like Ty Simpson after watching last night's game, but let's just say they selected Ty Simpson in, like, the second round.
God,
right?
You're right. Jeez. No, you're right. No one is going to like that, Nick.
That is bleak.
He was cheeks, as the kids say.
Right, but let's just say they drafted him or, I don't know, Trinidad Chambliss or someone like that just to sit behind Aaron for a year to kind of get mentored. That could be something you talk about. But right now, personally, when I look at the landscape of things, I think Malik Willis is a better option. He's just played at a really high level. He has a lot of traits that they really like. He's a fit for the offense. Like, there's just a lot of really good things I think that they could do with Malik Willis. So, yeah, I think Malik Willis is probably a better option right now.
Nick, is it fair game to think Sunday night the Steelers will bounce back from that ugly loss in Cleveland, beat the Ravens, and win the AFC North?
You know, I've thought about this all week, and it's – there's two scenarios.
My condolences to you. My goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's
it's
rough.
Terrible. There's like two scenarios I could see playing out. The one obvious one that I could see playing out is the Steelers defense just goes absolutely crazy, gets four or five turnovers, similar to the Colts game or the Patriots game, and they put the Steelers offense on short fields, and it just allows them to get more points than they otherwise would. Maybe they even get a defensive touchdown. In that case, the Steelers are going to walk to the win, right? There's the other kind of scenario in a win where I can see Aaron Rodgers doing what he did last time in Baltimore, which is I think he played the best game he played all season down there, and he just dots them up. I mean, he makes high-level throws that you just don't see him make very often anymore. And so those are the two scenarios I think where they obviously will win. Well, here's what I think happens. I think that the Steelers are going to be able to slow down Derrick Henry. I think they're going to be able to hold the Ravens' offense in check with Lamar or Huntley. Doesn't matter if Lamar exits during the game at some point. And what I think ends up happening is the Steelers' offense lets them down one too many times, and then I have them losing 20-17.
Oof. All right, Nick, enjoy the conversation with TJ Watt. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go.
Kind of set us up with a little okey-doke there where I thought it was all building.
They stopped Derrick Henry, and they coached. No, wait.
Their offense just is terrible, and they lose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.